sooner or later, when you least expect it, there comes a point of no return, a dead end from which there seems no escape, a moment in time, a moment of crisis.
Who's the victim, do you know? You don't know. All right, where did it happen? Well, where's the body? Yes, over by the Presidio. Yeah, I know where it is. And when? What? Could you talk a little slower, please? Just tell me, how long ago did this happen, sir? Or when did this killing happen? It what? Oh, it hasn't happened yet. I see. Well, who is this speaking? Uh-huh. How do you spell that? Yes, I've got it. And your address, Mr. Wu? 485 and a half Sutter. All right. Thanks for your help, Mr. Wu. Next one is your turn, Heck.
Well, gonna be one of those nights, huh?
An old Chinaman. Could hardly understand him.
What did he say?
He wanted us to know there was going to be a killing on Pacific Avenue over by the Presidio.
Oh, really? When?
He wasn't sure.
What was he doing, reading his tea leaves?
I don't know. Said he dreamed it up or something. It's all yours, bud.
Homicide. Hackenberg speaking. Wait a minute. Let me get this. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Where is that? Do you know the street address? Yes, ma'am. We'd appreciate it if you'd stay at the scene until the officers arrive. There may be some questions. Yes, yes, we'll hurry.
Hey, what you got?
Let's roll.
Where are we going?
Grab that address.
Which?
The Chinaman.
How come?
I want to pick him up.
Pick him up?
On the way to where we're going, to a murder on Pacific Avenue, one block east of Presidio.
Along with doctors and garbage collectors and bill collectors, police officers have to deal with the real world, the tangible, palpable world where nobody can really foretell a future event except very rarely and then just by accident. And yet, there exists another world, just as real to those who live in it, a world in which the mind can go beyond the limits of space and time and perceive events as clearly before they happen as the rest of us perceive events after they happen. This is the world which homicide detectives Hampton and Hackenberg of the San Francisco Police Department are about to enter. Our tale is called The Seer of Sutter Street. Tonight's strange tale of crisis. Now, Act One of The Seer of Sutter Street. The first police unit to arrive at 16th and Pacific was a Metro patrol car. While the officers disperse the crowd and try to locate any witnesses, the second unit arrives. In the front seat are Lieutenants Hampton and Hackenberg. In the back, an elderly Chinese gentleman and a much younger Chinese woman.
Half you stay in the car with Mr. Wu. I'll be back in a minute. Okay, let's clear the area, folks. It's all over.
Evening, Lieutenant. My name's Zabriskie.
Yeah, hi. Where are we going?
The alley beside the liquor store. Follow me. Knife wounds in the abdomen. No wallet, no ID. And no witnesses.
Let's see.
You know him?
No.
All right, will you people please go home?
You check the alley?
Yes, sir, nothing.
Okay. No witnesses, huh?
I guess not.
Where's your partner?
Young? Well, he's in the liquor store talking to the proprietor. But he says he never saw the guy before in his life.
And there was no lady around. Some lady phoned us in.
No.
Figures. Didn't want to get involved. Okay. Well, hang in till the medical examiner gets here.
Right, Lieutenant.
Wu, you feel like stepping out of the car for a minute?
Yes, thank you.
I will help you, Grandfather.
I think you better stay in the police car, miss.
Here is your cane, Grandfather.
Thank you, my child.
Miss, you want to stay with Lieutenant Hampton for a minute? I want your grandfather to see if he can identify the body.
I will come with him.
Okay. You say you saw this killing happen while you were dreaming?
No, I was meditating.
Meditating?
All was the same. Same street and same store.
I'm sorry to ask you to look at this. Well, it's kind of messy.
You forget, Lieutenant. I have already seen this once. That is how I know to telephone you and tell you it's going to happen. Oh, yes. This is unfortunate, Pharaoh.
Grandfather?
Yes, my child.
You saw it exactly this way?
Precisely this way.
How did you know where it happened?
Observe, Lieutenant.
Huh? What?
Street light shining on street sign.
Oh, yeah, so it is. Okay, what else did you see? Did you see who stabbed him?
Oh, no. It's too dark in alley.
You mean he was stabbed farther on up the alley?
Oh, yes. Come, I show you where.
Wait a minute. We need some light. Patrolman, I forget your name.
Zabriskie.
Yeah, let me have your flashlight a second.
Sure. Here you go, Lieutenant.
All right. You saw this guy get stabbed up the alley. Where?
Almost here now. Right here. This is a spot.
How'd he do it?
Two stabs. In the belly. Other man run up far end of alley. Victim stagger out the sidewalk far down.
Wait a minute. Zabriskie?
Yes, sir.
Come here.
Yes, sir.
I thought you told me you checked this alley.
Well, I did.
Then how did you manage to miss seeing this blood?
Well, I don't know. Well, I don't know, Lieutenant. Well, I could swear I covered every inch of this place. And there wasn't any blood before.
Well, there is now.
Look, Mr. Wu, we're as tired as you are. But you've got to admit, there are things in your story that just don't make sense.
I am sorry. Perhaps I should not have bothered you.
It isn't that, Mr. Wu. What Lieutenant Hampton means is, well, to put it bluntly, you know too much about this killing to be unconnected with it.
Please wait. Haven't you ever heard of a psychic? That is what my grandfather is. He is a psychic.
Well, maybe so.
Psychics have no control over what they see.
Please, my child.
Oh, now, wait a minute, all of you. Let's go back over your statement one more time. Okay. Now, you stop me if I'm wrong. Mr. Wu, you say you were meditating this evening when you suddenly saw a man stabbing another man in an alley. The attacker runs up the dark end of the alley, and the victim staggers out and collapses in the mouth of the alley by the sidewalk, right?
Yes, that is true.
Okay. And you know where the place is because in your vision, you see a street sign.
Yes, it's Pacific Avenue.
Okay. So you decide you better call the police.
No, you are wrong.
All right, just a minute, will you, miss?
Please call me Mary. That is my name.
All right, Mary. Now, how about letting Mr. Wu answer?
But he didn't decide to call the police. That was my idea.
Is that right, Mr. Wu?
Sadly, that is the case.
Well, it probably doesn't make any difference.
Wait a minute, Hamp. Mary, go on.
Nothing, except... Lieutenant, can you show me, please, where I can get a drink of water?
Huh? Oh, sure. Come on this way. I'll show you. Be right back, Mr. Wu. Okay, what's on your mind, Mary? Your grandfather can't hear you.
Listen, he is perfectly harmless. He has these little daydreams all the time.
Oh?
He lies on the sofa with his eyes closed and then gets all excited and starts telling me about his visions. I mean, he's a very old man, Lieutenant. He's 86.
Uh-huh.
And I love him. But tonight, when he started telling me all about how he'd seen the stabbing, and I thought I'd better help him.
Oh? So you sort of dared him to report it to the police, huh? Is that how it was?
Yes. I mean, he really thinks he is psychic. A lot of old country people believe in that. I guess it is harmless, but he is always seeing these wild stories that never really happen. One time, he told me he knew Coit Tower was going to burn.
Coit Tower?
Yes. He said he could see the flames and smell the smoke. I told him he was just imagining things. He finally agreed that maybe Coit Tower wasn't going to burn after all.
Maybe he just sees too much TV.
We don't have a TV.
Oh, Mary. We're going to let your grandfather go. But you know what?
What?
I think I'd give the old gentleman credit. He just may be more psychic than you give him credit for. And the next time he thinks he's seeing someone commit a crime, you have him call us. You hear? Now let's fix you up with some transportation back to your house. Yeah, oh, and by the way, if Mr. Wu should get any impression as to the name of the victim or the guy that killed him, you let us know.
All in a day's work for homicide, Lieutenants Hackenberg and Hampton, a stabbing in an alleyway. What makes it unusual is an old Chinaman saw the whole thing in his mind's eye before it ever happened. It's the next day now. The body is awaiting identification in the morgue. A card with the name John Doe hanging to one toe. And at Metro Division Homicide, there are reports to type up.
Jeez, I wish you were signing this thing instead of me.
Why'd you say that?
How do you think the boss is going to go for our story about Charlie Chan and his ESP?
Just write it the way it happened.
Yeah. Hey, how does he spell Wu? W-O-O?
W-U.
Oh.
I'll get it. Homicide, Hackenberg. Well, Mr. Wu, we were just talking about you.
Oh, no.
You did what? Oh, you did. Well, sure, we're interested. What is it? Yeah. Yes. Yeah, I got it. No, not at all. Thank you. Bye. That was Mr. Wu.
Oh, no kidding.
You finished with the report?
Yeah, almost.
Well, don't go any further on it until we check out the name of the victim and the murderer. It seems Mr. Wu has been meditating again.
You know, there's only one word for the way this makes me feel, Hack.
Oh? What's the word?
Spooky.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
I mean, if this Mr. Wu just has to go into a trance, and then he can come up with names, addresses, why, bingo, he could clean up all the crime in town inside of 30 days.
If this guy Grant checks out. Remember, the name he gave us for the dead guy still doesn't check out through R&I.
Well, maybe he was from out of town.
Could be. Ah, here's Grant's address. You want to take the back?
Okay, and watch yourself.
Always. Willie Grant, this is the police. Open up.
Hey, what's going on? Can't you read the sign? It says day sleeper.
Your name Willie Grant?
Yeah.
San Francisco police. Like to talk to you.
What about?
Inside.
Easy, man.
Let's walk to the back door.
Hey, what is this? The Gestapo? You wake a guy up in the middle of his rest? I work nights, fella.
The back door, come on.
What'd I do?
Let's let my partner in the back, okay?
Hey, wait a minute. How do I know you guys are cops?
I showed you my badge.
That don't mean a thing. Nowadays, a guy can buy a badge in a dime store. What'd I do?
Maybe you can tell us.
Hey, you can take a flying jump in the bay.
Come on in, Hamp. Grant, this is my partner, Lieutenant Hampton.
Big deal. Now, I'm going to give you turkeys exactly 1 minute to get it off your chest. And then I'm going to throw you out.
Last night, about 8:30. Can you tell us what you were doing?
Last night at 8:30, I was unloading airplanes.
Unloading airplanes? What do you mean?
I work at San Francisco International. I drive a baggage tractor all night long.
You have someone who can vouch for you?
Well, my supervisor, Mr. Paxton, 5 other guys on the crew. You know what? You guys look a little sick.
Lieutenant, you wanted to see us?
Yes, we did, Mary. Mr. Wu.
Hello. How are you, Lieutenant?
Well, we won't go into that right now.
You sounded angry on the phone. What has happened?
Mr. Wu, we're very grateful that you want to help fight crime in the Bay Area. And we know you want us to find the murderer you spotted in your vision. But we checked out the Willie Grant at the address you gave us, and He has an airtight alibi.
Alibi? It means he couldn't possibly be the killer. Now, what Lieutenant Hampton and I would like to know is, where did you dig up his name? Really?
He is psychic. He meditates. I told you.
No, no. Please, my child. I appreciate your loyalty and affection for Venerable Grandfather. But I must explain.
Yeah?
I am an older man, gentlemen. My legs are nearly useless. My heart leap inside me like startled bird. My eyes grow dim. Only my mind remain young. Only my mind.
Yeah, well...
You see, the world I used to live in is slipping away from me. I cannot read a book now, or see a cinema, or even watch a television. And so, I dream.
Well, everybody dreams.
But I dream a powerful dream. In my meditation, I construct cities. I paint in most elaborate detail. I am never satisfied until I am examined with closer scrutiny the people who live in my dream. Do you understand what I am saying, gentlemen?
You've asked me, Mr. Wu. What I want you to do is tell me how you could be so right about that knifing over by the Presidio, and so wrong about the killer.
My humble apology, Lieutenant. The event got out of hand. You see, I imagined the killing.
You what?
I imagine it. I manufacture it. I invented it.
But it happened. A woman saw the body. She reported to us. We saw the body. 50 bystanders saw it. The body is down in the morgue right now.
No, Lieutenant.
What do you mean, no? Well, there was a knifing. There is a body.
No, gentlemen. Not anymore. You see, I have made amends.
I'll get it. Yeah, Hampton.
All right. Where did you get Willie Grant's name?
Name from the telephone book.
The telephone book?
No, wait a minute. Hey, take it easy. Cool down.
Who's that?
No, we didn't order it moved. No. I said no.
Who's on the phone?
Yeah, the morgue. The knife victim's body. Suddenly they can't find it. They thought we ordered it moved.
Tell them, please, to stop looking.
Wait a minute. Hang on a minute, will you, Chuck? What do you mean, stop looking?
You see, body never really existed, except in my imagination.
I don't know, Chuck. I'll call you back.
Oh, what a selfish old man I am. Look at the confusion I have caused. But when one is old, and world has passed you by, you must invent a world of your own to live in. But world I invent get out of control. I have been wrong, but I will not trouble you again. Goodbye, gentlemen.
You're a cane, Mr. Wu.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, where did Mary go to?
Mary?
Your granddaughter.
But I have no granddaughter. Not anymore. You see, Lieutenant, I no longer make dream.
People do say that everything that exists had to begin as an idea in someone's mind. And if the imagination is strong enough, who knows? After all, take that word, imagination. It begins with the word image. Well, this is far afield from police work, but it'll be on the minds of Lieutenants Hackenberg and Hampton for a long, long time. I'll be back with a preview of next week's Crisis production in just a minute. The Seer of Sutter Street featured John Amendola, Mike Reynolds, Russ Mooney, Pat French, Dean Melang, and Tam Henry, and was written and produced by yours truly, Jim French.